And then when we finish scratching all the horse we had to kill, but we start cutting, you know,
that's getting all
the hair off. Whatever it is. Anyway, when we finished doing that, we had two or three of us doing that. And when we finished that, well, we go help them. The first hall was going to process. We go in the process line. Well, the first hall, the man had cut the meat off to salt it and was ready for us to start cutting the hog cracking, make lard, you see. And then when I was getting my fingers sewed, my daddy killed the next hog, and he wanted to open the cut to bleed the hog, wasn't bleeding right, so he wanted to open it more. It was not a big 400, 500, 600 pound hog. And when he did that, his knife slipped and he cut this man here, had made 6 stitches. So that afternoon, when we got about close to finish, I called all the farmers together. We're about 10 farmers. I said, you got to freeze. I went to everyone like that. And I said, you kill your hog next year, you do what you want with it. But we used to give each other a piece of hog meat, you know, all your neighbors. Naturally, you couldn't forget no neighbors. Everyone had to have a pay. So you had to kill 2 hogs for the neighbors and 2 for you. So I said, you kill you 1 hog, you're going to have enough. I'm going to kill my hog and I'm going to do what I want with it. My first door neighbor, we was living in the house next door. I wasn't married. And she killed the hog, and that afternoon she come bring me my piece of meat, big like that. And I refused it at the steps. And I meant what I said. And I said, I'm sorry. So you can get mad, but I said, oh, don't want your piece of meat.
Why?
Well, what it was getting to be is just like I tell you, I was tired. This stuff for 14 days straight, cutting hog meat. And you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to less 8, 9 o'clock at night. And the next morning you have to be back at that man's house before 4 o'clock. And you kept going down like that. All right, I lost the use of this finger, you see. I can do this with it, but I can't close it.
Mm-hmm.
That man could have had his hand ruined by my daddy, which nobody's mistake. I mean, this is me that did that.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to bleed that hole, my knife wasn't cutting enough because I bled 2 or 3 holes already. But I hadn't sharpened it. And when I went to stick the hog, it wouldn't go in, so I wanted to hit it like that. And when I hit it, that hog caught me here and slid my hand back, you see. When my hand slid, it passed that knife that was razor sharp at the back, and it just cut my hand to the bone. And my daddy's in there, but the fella had 6 stitches made in his hand, or he left this wide open.
But it was, in other words, you had to do all the work, huh?
Well, not said me. Not only me, I wasn't doing, I mean, I was doing my share,
mm-hmm.
but everybody was doing their share. I mean, there was no, if you go to Bow Street, you could loaf if you want to finish that night. Because you had to cut all that hog up, salt it, somebody would salt it, somebody would cut it up.
It got to be too much work, huh?
Well, sure, but everybody had freeze. All right, if you come bring me a piece of meat that weighed 3 pounds or 4 pounds, I had some just as fresh in my freezer. I didn't care for that meat there. Nowadays, if a fella bring me a nice piece of meat like that, I love it. I would love it, but not at that time, because, and I couldn't keep it. I didn't have freezers. I had to cook it right away. You could imagine, kill a hog 14 days and eat meat for 14 straight days? Fresh meat. That's going to be a nuisance. And it was hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Did you ever have those hogs that would come up wild here?
No. Oh, they'll have them in the surrounding areas, but we wouldn't kill them. I mean, some of them would kill and eat it, but snots and big teeth protruding out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not too far here from, back at Pierre Park right here, we used to have some. Not too long ago that they stopped having them. We used to eat acorns during the year and everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine they would have. They would keep going, and they have wounds, and people used to kill some of them that they see was young. But we always did feed our hogs. We wouldn't kill a hog out in a green pasture or something like that. We always pin up our hog and feed them just corn or even buy feed for them.
Yeah. The hog that you would breed was a...